Social anxiety or social phobia is a mental health issue with symptoms that range from feeling anxious about social situations to suffering with a debilitating diagnosis. But what can people who are struggling with social anxiety do to get help? An unlikely support system is social media. We know social media can be really detrimental to our mental health, but online groups can provide support and reassurance to people suffering with social anxiety. Professor and clinical psychologist Caroline Donovan has extensive experience working with kids and teens who struggle with social anxiety.
For many kids with social anxiety, their social media or the digital contact that they have with others in whatever capacity that is, whether they're gaming, whether they're, Snapchat, whichever way that they're communicating through the different methods that they've got at their disposal, sometimes that's all they've got. And those online relationships that they develop are super important to them and keep them going.
Speaking on a clinical diagnosis level, getting treatment for social anxiety can be tricky, often due to availability and cost. While people often associate getting mental health help with sitting down face to face with a therapist, an unlikely treatment that is very beneficial is group therapy. Professor Donovan suggests group therapy as a really helpful way to manage social anxiety.
Look, I think anything that people do in a group when they've got social anxiety is really good. What we do with anxiety disorders is that we use exposure therapy, which is we slowly and gradually introduce them to the things that they're fearful of. So when you're in a group, you're kind of doing exposure the whole time because you're in a group with people you don't know and you're in a group with people where you have to interact. So that group-based therapy is in and of itself exposure therapy and seems to be really helpful for these kids and for these teens.
Group therapy has also shown extremely positive results for adults who struggle with social anxiety. Anna Lanyon works with Access Clinic, a Brisbane-based psychology clinic that offers a range of services, including group therapy. Anna runs a group called Managing Social Anxiety in Your 20s. She talked me through the benefits of group therapy.
So I guess just being in a group dynamic in itself is part of the treatment because you sort of get an opportunity to like practice interacting with other humans, in terms of communication, eye contact, all of those sort of non-verbal social cues. And we start off with a one-on-one with me so that I sort of get to know, the person's group readiness and kind of assess their skills, their social skills, their interpersonal skills. But also within that, we do a sensory assessment. So I sort of get an idea of what people's neurological thresholds are for their environment.
Once someone has completed the initial assessment with Anna and has joined the group, they will set a goal to work towards.
And the goals are very unique. So for someone, it might be, being able to join the local mothers group. Or for another person, it might be being able to join a sporting group.
It can be difficult to put yourself out there and get treatment, but being in a group setting with like-minded people and professional help has multitudes of benefits.
Got really good treatments for social anxiety, so it's not like it's a difficult or a disorder that no one's ever heard of. It's something that we can treat really well, and so it's important if people are suffering that they go and seek that help because we can help people.
If you or anyone you know is struggling with social anxiety or mental health issues, help is available. Contact Lifeline on 131114 or visit your GP for more information.